Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arifillah Hazrat Abdus Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad As-Saffaf Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Murshid Seder Khas Te Dua. Saqiya Jami'ul Fatqilade Saqiya Jami'ul Fatqilade Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Saqiya Jami'ul Fatqilade Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Mere Mola Se Mujhko Mila De Mere Mola Se Mujhko Mila De Aur Gunahon Ko Mujhse Chhura De Aur Gunahon Ko Mujhse Chhura De Mere Mola Se Mujhko Mila De Aur Gunahon Se Mujhko Chhura De Mujhko Nafrat Ho Har Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se Ruh ko meri aisi dawa de Ruh ko meri aisi dawa de Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se Ruh ko meri aisi dawa de Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka Hon maghloob himmat khuda de Hon maghloob himmat khuda de Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka Hon maghloob himmat khuda de اپنی آئے سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آئے سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اپنی آئے سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جھجا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جھجا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جھجا دے جذب
بسے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے, اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے, جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے, اپنے اخدر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اپنے اخدر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, ساقیا جان الفت پیلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے, میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے, اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة علی عبادی الذین اصطفى, اما بعد. This beautiful dua of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Ari Billah Rumi, Waqt of Raise Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, Hazrat, who has traded the spot of love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Hazrat is teaching us here also that the object and purpose of our life is to get connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how to get this connection, Hazrat is teaching us that one is a person has to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat and beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then he has to find the path which Allah Ta'ala has commanded, that kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, that join yourself with the true righteous pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and come in the company especially who your heart joins to, become bi'at to such a person, and then take the treatment from him, and together with the treatment, that request and beg our mashayikh, our shaykh also, we also request in all of us that they make dua for us also. So one is our own duas, one is we make the proper effort and then beg our shaykh to make dua for us also. So Hazrat says that the spark of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, make dua to Allah, and then the effort is that come in the company of the friends of Allah. These majalis, come into the khanka, and what you will get in the khanka, faqiya jami ulfat pilade, meri isla ke bhi dua de. Hazrat is, and the mashayikh and the sufiya has so beautifully has described this beautiful part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala like a cavern. In other words, the people that are locked in the artificial world and the attainment of this world, they go to pubs, they go to clubs, etc., and they're drinking all wine, they forget their senses, they don't know who they are. The real wine is the wine of the love of Allah. When you get one drop of the love of Allah, then you come to realize who you are. That, oh Allah, I am not even one speck in your whole creation. You created me from one filthy droplet of sperm, but see how you made me. So a person realizes this. So here you come to the tavern of the lovers of Allah. And in the tavern of the lovers of Allah, who is the one that will be dishing out the beautiful drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the beautiful goblet filled up with the pitchers, that is, with the jug filling those beautiful goblets, the saqiya, that is, the shaykh, who will be giving out how to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, teaching us the ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we come here and we beg, Ya, O our Shaykh,
please give us full glasses of the drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the sign that you get a full glass? That may the islah ki bi dua de. Not that I just come in the majlis and I think I attended, but most important, I myself must come with this niyat also and beg duas also from our chair that make my islah also. The most important thing is my islah of my lips, that I realize I get my direction correct. My direction must be only towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, O Hazrat, please give us this beautiful drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala, and together with that, make dua that Allah makes my islah. And this is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is mentioned clearly, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That if it was not the fadl, the special kindness and mercy and virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala would have never ever made the islah of anybody. But Allah ta'ala out of his fadl and rahmat, whoever Allah desires. So we beg our Shaykh that make dua for us also, that Allah make us among those people that Allah desires to make the islah. And that is why Allah has brought us here. So now we take the proper treatment. And what is that treatment? We have come here to learn about Allah. And what is the sign that you're learning about Allah? Mere Mawla se mujhko mila de, aur gunao ko mujhse chura de. That, oh my Shaykh, please join me to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, teach me how to come onto the spot that I can get joined with Allah and my connection is connected with Allah Ta'ala. And what breaks the connection with Allah? In other words, both sides. One is the positive ibadat and then together with that, the negative ibadat. That is, today generally, as our Shaykh teaches us, many of us, we will make zikr also, tilawat also, but the negative ibadat, that is staying away from sin, that we don't leave out. So you can never ever get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. As we learned in another poem also, Hazrat says, your Shaykh can be second to none. You can have the greatest Shaykh in the world. You can be attending the majlis also. But if you don't stay away from guna, then you will never ever get connected to Allah. So Hazrat, teach us to get connected to Allah Ta'ala and teach us how to have that courage that we leave out all types of sins. Whether it's outward sins, whether it's internal sins in the heart, wanting fame, name, etc., all that, give me that courage and show me how to leave out all those gunas as we hear and we learn the treatment here from our Hazrat all the time. And not only that I leave sins, I reach such a stage, mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Give me such a medicine. And as Hazrat gives us this medicine, it's for me and all of us to take it. That we learn about the rahmah, the greatness of Allah, the marifat of Allah. Then we take the medicine of making zikr, making tafakkur, tadabbur, that is pondering over Allah's creation and the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. Making effort on our salah. Then what will happen? Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se. That not only do I leave out gunas, I'll have hatred for gunas. I don't even want to go near it. I don't even want to. And then all the haram sports and all that, person won't even want to listen about it. He'll have hatred and he will have disgust for it. And then a person treading the path, it doesn't mean that now you'll become a farishta. As Hazrat taught us, that Shaitan has made a pledge and vowed in front of Allah Ta'ala that he'll make every effort to try and mislead us. So our nafs, our own desires, and Shaitan is always behind us all the time. So together with making the effort, we should always realize and make dua that, oh Allah, never ever ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka ho na maghloob himmat khuda de. That, oh Allah, the demand of sin will come now and then. And if that demand of sin come in whichever way whatsoever, then don't let me be overpowered. Don't let me become weak like a fox. Give me that real courage, give me tawfiq to make that courage that you have given us. Allah has given us the ability of taqwa, and we come here to learn how to strengthen this taqwa, this connection with Allah. So Allah, when these demands come, a person should not be scared and overtaken. Just beg Allah Ta'ala to keep us firm, and just ignore all the thoughts of sin, and come into the right company. And then you'll see you'll able to overpower your nafs. But all the time, never ever think that my nafs, my islah is made. All the time be worried, as we learn, the pious servants of Allah, all the time worried, that oh Allah, don't let my nafs slip any time. So together with that, we should be making dua all the time. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Oh Allah, don't let my heart go as a crooked in any way whatsoever. And then Hazrat explained how to get this courage and how to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. One is you request for du'as, and one is you must make du'a yourself also. That is middle of the night. Get up early for tahajjud. And apni ahay sahar mein yeh kehna, eh khuda apni kamir rizwari. And Hazrat is teaching us what du'a to make for, to ask from Allah Ta'ala. Real du'as are these du'as. That if you didn't ask anything, but you ask this dua, that Hazrat says in your deep sigh of regret, and your pleas to Allah Ta'ala at the time of sahar, at the time of sahri, tahajjud time, then make this dua that, oh my Allah, give me your perfect and complete happiness. And that is the greatest thing. What is wanu min Allahi akbar? That, oh Allah, grant us your true happiness. And when Allah is happy with us, that is the greatest gift. And we should be begging that, Ya Allah, you keep us in your happiness and never ever be displeased with us. And take us from this world in such a way that you are extremely happy with us. So this is, a person made this dua, you ask for everything. And if we didn't ask for this and we ask for the whole world, we ask nothing from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Hazrat explains another beautiful point. That if you want peace, comfort, and even today, many people are suffering from insomnia. They can't get proper sleep also. So Hazrat is teaching us that we beg and we make dua, we ask our Shaykh to make dua, and we beg Allah Ta'ala also, chain ki nind mujhko sula de, khabe ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. How will you get that sleep, a comfortable, peaceful sleep, that you get up in the morning, you fresh? What is that? Hazrat is saying that, Ya Allah, say, take me out of this unmindful dream world. Today we all living in a world of fantasy, myself. We just thinking and fantasizing, I wish I get this, I wish I get that. And we get upset, we don't get certain things. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, always when it comes to matters of dunya, don't be upset of what you don't have. Look at people who don't have what you have. Then you'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And really when it comes to matters of deen, look at people that are progressing. Then you'll try and make an effort to follow in their footsteps and go higher. So if you want that, and the real peaceful sleep is the sleep in the qabr. And that will only come when we follow that, as Hazrat teaches us the dua, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa nabiyya. We have to make this life that we recognize Allah before we can leave the world. Then in the qabr it will be told to us, nam ka naumatil arus. Now sleep like how a bride and groom sleep. What an enjoyable sleep. But first we have to come out of this a dream world of ours, of unmindfulness, that we just thinking, I want this job, I want that position, I must pass in my exam, I must be worried I pass in the exam of the qabr. And this is what I should be worried about. And then Hazrat explains, one is to make an effort for Islah, and the other thing is, that beg Allah Ta'ala for this, just se mujhko e mere mali, ehle taqwa karam se bana de. That Allah makes just, Allah just pulls you like a magnet. Allah says, Allah yajtabi may yasha. Allah pulls who He wants to. So we should beg Allah, make me also among those who you choose to pull. And just pull me, oh my creator, my sustainer, my owner. And out of your kindness, out of your sheer mercy, make me among the people of taqwa. Just make me, I'm not worthy, Ya Allah. But you pull me. But together with that, Allah says, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah pulls those people who got inclination to Allah Ta'ala. We can't be involved in sin and begging Allah Ta'ala to pull us. No, we have to make that effort also and show our inclination. And finally, Hazrat says, after all this, threading this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then the real concern is, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَفْصَارُ. We see even Sahaba radiallahu anhu, all the time, they were worried the day when the eyeballs are going to turn. The day of Qiyamah, To as Hazrat explained, my namaz is so useless. If the screen have to be put in front, then we'll see what thoughts we have. On the day of Qiyamah, the big screen is going to be open and we'll be shocked. Our parents, everybody will be seeing that what we did. So Hazrat says, Jag Allah Ta'ala, apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, iske uske aibo ko ya Rab chupa de. Says, oh Allah, Hazrat is taking his name to teach us that where is a great wali of Allah is on what position and still worried how much I shouldn't be worried of this. Says, oh Allah, please cover my faults like you covered my faults every night. And Hazrat taught us also so beautifully when you get up in the morning, say, Ya Sattarul Uyub, oh Allah, you covered my faults this at night. And why you covered it? Ya Ghaffaru Zunub, because you want to forgive me. So Allah, please cover my faults on the day of Qiyamah. Don't disgrace me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. So we also beg and we ask our Shaykh to make these du'as for us. And Allah Ta'ala out of His mercy make our complete.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. The next chapter from the Kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, the rights of oneself. Our life also belongs to Allah Ta'ala. He gave it to us as a trust. It is therefore our responsibility to protect it according to how He instructed. Its protection entails the following. Number one, safeguarding its health. Number two, safeguarding its strength. Number three, safeguarding its peace. That is, we should not do anything willfully which will put our life into stress. A defect in any one of the above results in weakness in carrying out deeni work. Moreover, a person cannot serve and extend a helping hand to those in need. Sometimes he loses his iman due to ingratitude and impatience. Now a few ayat of the Quran Sharif and a hadith will be quoted in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in which he enumerates the favors of Allah ta'ala. He says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I fall ill, Allah is the one who cures me. This clearly demonstrates the desirability of good health. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَتَّبَعَةٌ مِّنْ قُوَةٍ. Prepare for the fight with them whatever you can muster of strength. This verse instructs us to safeguard our strength. Muslim ibn Ubay ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this to refer to archery. It is referred to as strength because both deen and the heart are strengthened through it. A person has to run and move around softly to accomplish this. It therefore strengthens the body as well. The bow and arrow was a weapon of choice in those days. The weapons of today will fall under the bow and arrow. More discussions will come under hadith number 13. In the third ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Do not squander your wealth senselessly. Paucity of wealth causes stress to the body. We are ordered to save ourselves from stress. The things which cause more stress to us will have to be avoided even more. This demonstrates the importance of having peace of mind. As for the hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said with reference to the prohibition of excessive night worship and optional fasting that إِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَإِنَّ لِعَيْنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your body has a right over you. Your eyes have a right over you. This means that excessive striving and remaining awake are detrimental to one's health and could result in inflammation of the eyes, harm to the eyes. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two bounties regarding which people are unmindful. That is, they do not use them in a manner which would result in deeni benefit. They are good health and peace of mind. We learn from this that good health and peace of mind are bounties through which the deen is supported. Peace of mind is experienced when a person has sufficient wealth and has no stress. The conclusion to which we come from this is that we must strive to save ourselves from poverty and stress. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised a person as follows, treasure five things before the arrival of five. Youth before old age, good health before illness, wealth before poverty, peace of mind before stress, and life before death. This also demonstrates the desirability of good health, peace and well-being. And the last hadith is Ubaidullah bin Muhsin radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gets up in the morning at peace with himself, with his body experiencing good health, having his food for the day, then it is as if all the treasures of the world have been given to him. From this hadith too, we learn the desirability of good health, peace and wellness. Inshallah, we will continue. Allah give us the fit to make. Amen.